Right to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that you've joined us for a few moments of study about the Word of God again. Remember, we're challenging you to get into the Word of God this year and this new decade to read the Word of God through. Probably many of you that are listening have never read the entire Bible through. And may I encourage you to do so, beloved. You're missing a wonderful blessing. God's Word is rich. God's Word is true. God's Word will enlighten your mind and illuminate your spiritual growth, helping you to grow and mature in the Lord. It's vital. It's essential. It's spiritual food for the soul and for the spirit of man. It will enable you to walk more victoriously over the world system, over the flesh, with indwelling sin, over Satan and his demons, because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. We looked at that last time, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, beloved, God's Word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's Word penetrates. God's Word sinks inside. It gets to your spirit, and it gets into your mind, and it begins to transform and change your mind. Now turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 4. I want us to see how that the Word of God is our weapon. It's the sword of the Spirit, and it's our weapon. As Ephesians 6:17 pointed out, it's the sword that the Holy Spirit uses to fight our weapon with, and we're in a spiritual warfare with the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and his demons. Beloved, we're in a spiritual battle. And that's why we need a weapon that will be effective and a weapon that will defeat the enemy. And here in Matthew 4:4, we see where the Lord Jesus himself used the Word of God to defeat Satan. Satan had tempted the Lord Jesus for 40 days and 40 nights. He was tempted of the devil, and he was hungry and had had nothing to eat. And we see in verse 4, how he answered Satan when he tempted him to turn stones into bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Yes, beloved, the Word of God. How vital and important it is. Look again at verse 7. Jesus said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. For that was exactly what Satan was doing. And again in verse 10, Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He said, It is written. It is written. Every time he fought against the enemy, he quoted the Word of truth. Now, Satan knows the Word of God, beloved, but Satan twists it. Satan distorts it. In verse 6, we read concerning Satan, and Satan saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and then their hands, they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He was tempting the Lord Jesus to rebel against God, to cast himself down. And he was taking the scripture and misusing it. Satan is a master at deception, beloved. He's used it ever since the Garden of Eden, when he deceived Eve, and when he blinded Eve, and when he led her into rebellion and into sin against Almighty God. But Adam was not deceived. He knew full well he was doing wrong, but he deliberately disobeyed God. And thus by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Adam knew God's word, but he was not a doer of the word. Remember, beloved, we need to get into the word of God and read the word of God, but then we need to practice the word of God. We need to put into practice that which the Lord teaches us. And a part of that practice is using the Word of God as a weapon against our enemy, Satan. Pardon me. Just as the Lord Jesus Christ did here. Turn with me again to the book of Luke, chapter 4. And notice again the account that's recorded here in Luke chapter 4 concerning the temptation of Satan. Verse 1, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. This was right after the Lord's baptism. And the baptism pictured what his life was going to be. He came to be buried. He came to die, to be buried, and to arise from the grave. And that's what baptism is a picture and a type of. So at the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus Christ, he was showing what he came to do, to die for man's sin, to be buried, and to come forth victor over death, hell, and the grave. And thus we see after that glorious time when God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," and the Holy Spirit of God came down from heaven to anoint the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see him being filled with the Holy Spirit of God and then led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Beloved, sometimes when you're following the leadership of God, he may lead you into a wilderness experience, an experience to teach you to rely upon him, an experience to teach you the necessity of being familiar with the Word of God and using the Word of God as a weapon against the enemy, even as the Lord Jesus Christ did. And we're told in Hebrews that Christ was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He is a great high priest, beloved, who knows and understands the trial, the test, the difficulty, the hardship, the temptation that you're being confronted with. He knows, beloved, and he understands. And here we see him tempted, being 40 days, verse 2, tempted of the devil. It wasn't just those three temptations. For 40 days, Jesus was tempted and tried by Satan. But we see the main temptations here that are brought out. As the devil tempted him in his weakened condition, having not had anything to eat for 40 days, to make a piece of stone into a loaf of bread, which Jesus had the power to do, but he would be submitting to the suggestions of Satan. And thus in verse 4, Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Oh, beloved, that's why you and I need to get into the Word of God. It is essential that we get into it daily. We need it for spiritual strength, for spiritual nourishment, for spiritual enablement to stand against the onslaughts of our enemy, because we are in a spiritual battle, beloved. Don't be deceived into thinking we're not in a spiritual battle. If the devil's not giving you any problem, beloved, then what are you doing in regards to him and obedience to the Word of God? Are you in a neutral position? Are you just coasting along? Or are you on the battlefield confronting the enemy and standing against him and walking in obedience to the Word of God? How many Christians there are today that are just kind of sitting on the sidelines? They're not being a witness. They're not being a testimony. They're not being an example of the believer. They're not letting their life count for Christ. They've been neutralized by Satan. They've been compromising their stand with the devil, and the devil has kind of neutralized their influence and their usefulness to Almighty God. Is that your position, beloved? Get into the Word of God. Get into God's Word and learn how to use the sword of the Spirit. Learn how to clothe yourself with the whole armor of God, that you might stand against the enemy and that you might be engaging him on a regular basis, standing against him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and walking in victory to the honor and glory and praise of the living Christ. Notice again in verse 8, Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. Beloved, Satan will try to get you to worship anything except Christ. He will try to get you involved in making money. He'll try to get you involved in pride. He'll try to get you involved in making a name for yourself, even as he did at the Tower of Babel. There's many different ways that Satan tries to neutralize a believer and to keep him from being effective for the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, notice again in verse 12. Jesus answering said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Beloved, walk in obedience to the Lord. Get into the Word of God so you'll know how to live effectively, so you will not be tempting God and putting God to the test and laying yourself open to the assault of the enemy and allowing him to neutralize your usefulness to Almighty God. How essential God's Word is. Don't let him cheat you from getting into it. Till next time, goodbye.